It is perhaps the single most indelible image of World War II. Five Marines and one Navy corpsman raising an American flag atop Mount Suribachi on the Japanese island of Iwo Jima.
We saw that flag going up halfway on the journey to shore with Lieutenant General Holland Smith of the United States Marines. It was the high point in a week of hard fighting. Fighting which continues and will continue for some days to come.
It took the Americans 35 days to take the island, one yard at a time. Along the way, they suffered staggering casualties. Among the 70,000 Americans involved in the fight was a 19-year-old Quincy boy named William R. Caddy.
He was kind of an all-American boy. He wasn't, someone said, a great student, but he was a good athlete. He loved baseball.
Caddy's story is well known in Quincy, and it's a source of pride for his two nieces, Sherry Holleran and Marcia Morse.
And he had a difficult life. He grew up, you know, it was depression, but he had the gifts of values, and he wanted to do something for the country.
So he left his job delivering milk around Quincy on horseback, and he enlisted. His first deployment after training was to Iwo Jima. 12 days into the battle, Caddy and two fellow Marines found themselves pinned in a foxhole, engaged in a fierce firefight with a Japanese sniper.
And a grenade fell in a foxhole, and he smothered that with his body and saved the two Marines that were with him.
The blast killed Caddy instantly. His fellow Marines survived the ordeal and the battle. One went on to fight in two more wars and was highly decorated. The next year, Caddy was posthumously awarded the country's highest military award, the Medal of Honor, by President Harry Truman, and a park in Quincy was renamed after him.
So our mother, his sister, went every year to that park for a wreath laying. And she went till she was, I think, 91.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she went every year that she was alive. You know, never missed it. It was bitingly cold, you know, on the beach there, and she was so proud. Told everybody.
Yeah.
Anybody that would listen, she would tell them the story.
William R. Caddy, one of 6,800 Americans who gave their lives during the Battle of Iwo Jima, which began 69 years ago this week. From the Curiosity Desk, I'm Edgar B. Herwick III, WGBH, Boston Public Radio.